بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Respected viewers, assalamu alaikum. The month of Ramadan is also the month of the Quran. Reciting, according to hadith, one verse in this month is equal to reciting the entire Quran in the 11 other months. For example, you have more than 6,000 verses in the Quran. If you recite the entire Quran in this month, it's as if you have recited 6,000 Qurans in other months. So one of the good actions that we have in this month is reacquainting ourselves with the Quran, becoming familiar again with the Quran. Every prophet that came down, they showed a miracle and then they brought their book. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam came, then he showed later on the Torah after he showed the miracles that he had. Or Prophet Isa alayhi salam, when giving life and curing the sick and giving life to the dead, then he brought the book. But the Quran is the miracle of Islam. There's no one miracle first and then the Quran happens. The Quran itself is the miracle of Islam. Even though the Prophet of Islam did perform other miracles. In some books it says 1,000 miracles that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed. Some other books, 4,000 miracles. But the everlasting miracle that reached us, and that today nobody can make a surah, a chapter like it, verses like it, is the Holy Quran. When asked, and this is the philosophy that we have, when asked, when Imam Hadi alayhi salam was asked about how come Prophet Musa alayhi salam, his miracle was transforming a staff into a snake, and Prophet Isa alayhi salam with curing the sick, how come the miracle of the Prophet is the Holy Quran? Imam Hadi in the hadith basically explains this, that each time there was an era, for example, of sorcery during the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, therefore Prophet Musa brought an example that nobody else could match. And at the time of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, that curing the sick was prevalent. So therefore Prophet Isa alayhi salam cured the sick in such a way that the curers and the healers could not match. And the Prophet of Islam during his time, poetry, eloquence was what was very prevalent. So the Prophet of Islam brought a Quran, a holy book from God, that nobody could match. And when the poets, they brought them this book, they testified that this is witchcraft, for example, those that did not want to accept. They knew that it was something that it was not, could be not performed from man. So brothers and sisters, when you have a miracle in each and every one of your homes, the Holy Quran, you have, like, for example, the staff of Musa, the curing of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, you have such a great book, which in itself is a miracle. Why don't we spend more time in reading? Those that need to learn how to read Arabic, they should start reading the Quran if they can in Arabic and at the same time look at the meaning. And those that understand the Arabic, those that understand the English, look at the tafsir, look at the commentary. Think of ways that you can, inshallah, implement the Quran in your lives. Implement the teachings of the Quran in your children. We see that the Holy Quran, for example, is a miracle in these three ways. Three ways that the Quran is a miracle, at least. One is it's an eloquence and style that those that study Arabic, and when you listen to the Quran yourself, you see that harmony that the Quran has. Two, you see that it came from an unschooled prophet, and it came from an area that was not necessarily the top of civilization. But it gives a way of life that civilizations later on that come in, many thousands, a thousand years later, 1,400 years ago, years later, it is still practical, and it still is teaching and benefiting society from an era that was not the most, you could say, civilized. The third, you could say, because of Adam al-Ikhtilaf, the Quran was brought daf'atan in the night of Qadr, but tadrijan, gradually, during 23 years. And you see if somebody writes something by themselves and it is man-made, usually it conflicts what he said from the beginning to the later. Some of the verses came and chapters came in Mecca, some of the chapters came in Medina, and there are much different circumstances. But when you read the Holy Quran, you understand that there is lack of contradiction. There are surahs that are in Mecca or surahs that are in Medina, they address different things, but there is no contradiction in the Quran. It is in harmony, and there is no problem whatsoever with the verses. So inshallah, this month of Ramadan, let's study more the Holy Quran inshallah, and make it a part of our lives. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.